Welcome to Next Step Student Success, a podcast on tips, tools, and takes for academics, presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Felicia Mebbin, one of the co-hosts for this week's episode of the Next Step Student Success podcast. And I am here with
Malik Watkins, a junior here at the university and your co-host for the podcast.
Hi, Malik. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Dr. Mebbin?
I'm doing pretty well as well. So today is a take two episode. And for folks who are relatively new to the podcast, that means that we are going back to talk about an episode or talk about a topic that we addressed in a previous episode. And today's topic is intentionality. And this was one that the previous co-host, Treston White, came up with for the podcast way back in the beginning. So if you look up the March 29, 2020 episode of the podcast, you'll see that we focused on intentionality. We wanted to come back to that because we've heard some of this theme in several of our most recent episodes, particularly with Dr. Fitzgerald and Mr. Harris. So Malik, what does intentionality mean to you? What would be a quick definition? You know, why would we want to focus on that again right now?
A quick definition is to make sure that everything that we're doing now eventually lines up with the goal we aspire to achieve in the future. It's to ensure that the culmination of things that we do as undergraduates, even post-undergrad, if you decide to do graduate school, all of those align with an overarching goal. It makes you goal-driven, and it also allows you to see the end result of the work you're doing now.
So it helps you to stay focused. That's one of the benefits of having intentionality. So for example, I was a professor at one point who taught a class on health policy and politics to master's students. And it was a required course for our health management students and our health policy students. However, our health management students sometimes would sort of balk at the idea that they would have to study healthcare politics, even though it is an important part of the environment, even for people who are managers or people who are leaders in the healthcare system. And so I would say right up front at the beginning of the class, it is not going to offend me if you decide that you just want to pass this class. So for the graduate students at UNC at that time, you either pass with a P, or you had a high pass or a low pass, but for the bell curve, the large majority of people passed. And there might be a few people who had a high pass and a few people who didn't do so well. But I wanted them to be intentional at the beginning with the goal that they wanted at the end so that they could make a choice about how they were going to spend their time with the class. So if politics is not going to be your focus, then you want to learn what you can to help you be a better person on the healthcare management side, but you don't have to put in the extra effort to get the highest grade. Again, because you're being intentional about your goals and about what you want to get from the class.
Simply put, a very common saying, begin with the end in mind.
Exactly. So what about an example of that for you, Malik?
So an example of that for me is currently I really enjoy working on campaigns. I worked on Joe Biden's campaign. I worked on Delegate Angelia Williams-Graves' campaign. I really enjoy campaign work, whether it's, you know, on the ground, whether it's digital marketing. I enjoy working on campaigns. So I remember having this conversation with you before. And I was discussing how, yeah, I want to work on campaigns. I hope to be the campaign manager one day for a presidential campaign. And the question was, is that the end goal, to be the campaign manager, or is the end goal to work in the White House? And the end goal is definitely to work in the White House. So I need to make sure that as long as I do enjoy these campaigns, as much as I do, I continue to, during those campaigns, align myself accordingly to reach the actual end goal. Because the end goal isn't just campaign manager. The end goal is to work in the White House. So I have to be intentional about which campaigns I'm working on and about the connections I'm building while I'm working on those.
Exactly. And what roles you have as well. So you want to take maybe a little more risk and not do the same thing you've been doing every time, because that's comfortable, right? They know you can do a good job at during certain tasks. But if you really want to be White House Chief of Staff, then you may have to push yourself or put yourself in riskier situations a little bit, or take a chance on something that is moving in that direction, even though it may not be easy for you to do it right now, for example.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing I can think of is, I told one of my colleagues this, as students, we see other students doing a lot of great stuff. You know, we might see another student doing an internship, a fellowship, whatever the case may be. And it makes us as students feel like, okay, I probably should be doing that. And what happens is we just start rapidly applying to everything. And before you know it, we start getting accepted and we're doing a whole bunch of internships, fellowships, and different extracurricular activities. And one thing I was trying to tell my colleague was, because at first I felt like I was on the same thing until I took a step back and I was like, well, Malik, is doing this excelling you professionally or to your career goals? And if not, then all it will be doing is blinding you or prohibiting you from doing something else. So I had to take a step back. I had to stop taking every opportunity that came my way, because sometimes, no matter how great the opportunity was, it was not benefiting my future career goals. It was more so, if anything, a check or an experience to meet some nice people, but it was not helping my intentional career goal for the future.
Absolutely. And that's important as well for self-care, for example, right? We're in a time that is stressful for a variety of reasons, including finishing up the semester. We have folks who are graduating, they're starting a new point in their life. And when you say yes to everything, you don't have time to really take care of yourself or to enjoy yourself. So you also want to be intentional or strategic. That's another word I like to use. You want to be strategic about what you say yes to, because you need to leave time for yourself. You need to, you know, not only do you want to make the choices that are going to progress you towards your goal, being purposeful and intentional, you also want to make sure you have space to take care of yourself and take care of your family or your friends, you know, that type of thing. So you can't say yes to everything.
Yes, 2020 and now into 2021 has been the year of no for me. At first I said yes to everything, and now I definitely think, decide, and really determine if what I'm doing is going to benefit. And if not, I'm just, well, thank you for the opportunity. Unfortunately, I will not be able to participate.
And that's difficult. That's a big life lesson. There are a lot of people way further along in their careers who have not quite figured out how to do that effectively. So being intentional, being purposeful, being strategic. We've had a couple of recent guests who have talked about that. So Mr. Harris talked about asking his accounting students, what's your purpose? Is accounting going to be your major, your career, or is this something that is, you know, something, again, that's required? Well, if it's your career, then you're going to want to make an A. You're going to want to do really well. You're going to really want to get into it. If it's not, then you can make another choice, perhaps. But you want to be intentional going into that. And then Dr. Fitzgerald also talked about finishing strong, like exaggerating, you know, being extra. Well, you have got to really think and be strategic about how to do that. So where do I need to put my focus so I can finish strong, so I can meet those goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the semester?
Yep. So I guess to wrap up, just make sure that when we're finishing out these final classes, we're really taking our time to put way more effort in all of them, but more effort in the classes that are really going to matter towards your career goals, and make sure that you're not just trying to achieve that passing grade, but you're trying to achieve the highest grade so you can actually not only pass the class, but retain the knowledge and information.
And keep progressing towards those goals.
Next Up Student Success was created by Dr. Felicia Mebben, with theme music by Dr. Cheryl Mebben, and is presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University. For more information about our production team, hosts, and past episodes, go to nextup-studentsuccess.org. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.